Hello, Sterile Processing Universe, and welcome to this episode of Real Talk with Bob Mars. Today, we're going to jump into sterilization. If you recall, the topics that we've covered up to this point are following the instrumentation from the time that they leave the operating room to the time that they're received and cleaned and disinfected in the decontamination area to inspection and assembly, to packaging, and now finally we're talking about the sterilization process. Before we jump into the sterilization process in particular, I want to talk specifically about a couple of things that do not happen as often as they should. And again, remember, we're having real talk here. So I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about the preventative maintenance that's performed on your autoclaves daily, weekly, monthly, annually, whatever the manufacturer recommends of that sterilizer. But I can tell you this, if I'm talking real, a lot of facilities do not perform this the way that it should be performed. When you look at your preventative maintenance, are you checking your gasket to make sure that it is intact and it's not broken or has any tears or anything that might impede that sterilization process? Are you looking at the drain, particularly the strainer in the drain? Are you cleaning it daily under running water? Are you making sure that it is functioning properly? Are you cleaning the drain as described in the manufacturer's IFU? Are you cleaning the chamber the way that it should be getting cleaned according to the manufacturer's IFU? And a really important note here is that cleaning may change depending on the quality of your water and your steam that are feeding that autoclave. Many facilities have really poor water quality, and this definitely impacts the look and the cleanliness of your autoclaves. So you want to make sure that you're looking at that and that you're cleaning your autoclaves according to the manufacturer's written instruction. Here's another one. How about the loading of your autoclave? When I speak of loading, I'm talking weight. We know that sterilization and sterilizers and sets have been validated for 25 pounds, and your set should not exceed that. So what is the total weight that your autoclave can handle on a daily basis per load? Have you talked to the manufacturer? How many trays will fit into that autoclave? And what is the weight of the trays and what is the total weight? If you exceed that total weight, are you overburdening that sterilizer? Are you impacting the sterilization efficacy of that sterilizer? You very well could. Make sure you talk to your manufacturer. I do know, again, if we're talking real, a lot of facilities have still not weighed their trays to ensure that they are, in fact, 25 pounds or less. And I know for a fact that facilities are not looking at the total weight. You can't just load as many sets as you would like in your autoclave. That metal mass, that weight, it's all going to play into your sterilization efficacy. So you want to make sure that you're loading your sterilizer properly, that you're not overburdening it, you're not putting too much weight in it. And this can come in particularly if you're using some of the newer technologies that allow you to place multiple loaner trays into a sterilization packaging system. You can't just fill these things up and put as many trays in there as you would like. You have to make sure that you're following the manufacturer's IFU. So again, in review, we want to make sure that we're loading the autoclave properly. We want to make sure that we're inspecting your autoclave properly. When you do that inspection, one thing that I forgot to mention is that you want to make sure you're looking at your printing device on your autoclave, that it's actually printing, that you've got a record of the load that you can look at every day. That's about it for now. Please, if you have any questions, share, link this video below, ask me questions in the feed. I will gladly answer your questions. But most importantly, reach out to your manufacturers. Make sure you're following their IFU according to how they have designed this autoclave to make sure that you're doing it properly. That's all for now. And this has been Bob Mars with Real Talk.
Is your central service or sterile processing department prepared for a regulatory survey? If you can't answer with a resounding yes, you should contact Beyond Clean. Our experts will perform a survey in your facility to help you determine your survey readiness. We can evaluate acute care, ambulatory, and dental facilities. Our team will guide you through the survey process to ensure that you are beyond ready for your next survey. And we can stay with you after the consultation, offering virtual consulting and mentorship programs to maintain the progress you have made and to continue making process improvements. Contact us today to schedule a free 30-minute initial consultation.